January 31, God will work with you. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Genesis 18:19. I would write words to console and comfort you. The Lord has not left you. His everlasting arms are beneath you. He has given you an experience in Christian life that is of the highest value. You have let your light shine in your family, and its divine rays are felt. Yet there is a danger that you will allow your affection for your children to lead you to grant requests that your judgment tells you are neither for their best good nor for the glory of God. You have been the Lord's chosen instrument through whom he has worked and will work for the saving of the souls of your children. You are to bear the testimony that John bore, repeating the words of Christ, to love one another as Christ has loved them. The Holy Spirit will testify of their union with Christ, and believers and unbelievers will take knowledge of you that you have been with Christ and have learned of him. As you follow on to know the Lord, you will reflect the character of Christ. You will be subject to the infirmities of humanity and will no doubt make mistakes, but the compassionate, loving Savior will pardon all your errors because you ask him and because you love Jesus. In spirit, you will breathe the meekness of Christ and will be a light in your home. Your conversation will be seasoned with grace, and a holy unction will pervade your prayers. The Lord will work with your efforts as he has in the past, and his righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your reward. You have every reason for praising God for his loving kindness and tender mercy. His all-atoning blood is available to all your children. If you do not overtax your physical powers, you can, in the name of Jesus, do much precious work. To you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Walk in love as dear children. The Spirit of God is striving with the children, inviting them to Christ, saying, Come, for all things are now ready. Luke 14:17. Will you not obey? Letter 94, January 31, 1895, to the widowed mother of a large family of adult children.